Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Say, ladies, put your imagination to work for just a second. Imagine you've been served a big, juicy steak, broiled to a luscious brown. You cut into that rich red meat. Then you taste the tenderest steak you ever put into your mouth. That's a Kroger Tender Ray steak for you. Tender, it'll melt in your mouth. For it's the famous beef that's always fresh, always tender, because it's tendered by the original Kroger Tender Ray method. You know it's tender, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. Yet Kroger Tender Ray beef costs no more than ordinary beef. And keep in mind that Kroger guarantees it's the best eating beef you've ever served or your money back. So visit your Kroger store and get a tender roast or a big, juicy Kroger Tender Ray steak. And remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know that you're treating your family to the finest beef value in town. Get fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray beef at your Kroger store soon. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Because of a fire in their own new home, Nora and Freddie Lang are once more living at Penny Gibbs' house. But this is not the only thing that has been added to the Gibbs' lives these days. The Denver police want Penny's brother, Pat, to get in touch with them. Penny telegraphed her brother and expected to hear from him right away. But 2 days later, she says to her mother,
I'm beginning to think that Pat didn't get my wire, Mother. We should have heard from him by now.
Well, I checked with the telegraph company this morning, Penny, and they said the wire was delivered.
To Pat?
To Pat. They even made a check back on it, to be sure. And Pat signed for the wire himself.
Well, then I don't understand it. When? How long ago?
Well, about 4 hours after you sent it to him, dear.
Oh, Mother, that doesn't make sense. 2 days later, he still hasn't contacted us. I don't understand it. I don't understand why. You should certainly know we're worried.
Well, if I was worried 2 days ago, I'm almost frantic now.
Oh, darling, it's not as bad as you think it is.
Well,
look, if Pat were actually in trouble, we'd have heard from him. Or certainly the police in Denver would have called
us. I can't get it out of my mind that he is in trouble.
As a matter of fact, I'm beginning to think what Jed does, that the Denver police have found Suzanne.
Oh, I hope so, then. Anything, so long as Pat's not in trouble himself.
Oh, darling. I'll give you a happy thought I had before I went to sleep last night.
Oh, dear.
Do you know that the police might want Pat as a witness to an accident or something?
Oh, good heavens. I never thought of
you
that.
You see?
Oh, wouldn't that be a relief?
Yes. And if it's true, won't we feel like fools for worrying so?
Pat's my son, and as his mother, I intend to exercise that right.
Well, if Pat doesn't wire us by this evening, I'm going to wire him, or at least call him on the phone.
Well, it'll be worth the expense. Another day or two of this waiting around and wondering, and we'll all be paying doctor bills.
All right, then I'll phone him tonight. He's probably still at the address where he got the wire the other night.
Oh, it'll be good to talk to him, no matter what the circumstances. But if we can't reach him by phone tonight, I'm going to phone the Denver police.
No, don't you do that, Mother.
I am.
No, please, look, we agreed the other day that if there is trouble, our meddling might only make things worse.
Well, I'll think about it after I see whether or not we can talk to Pat tonight. Oh, are you going out, dear?
Yes, I am. I'm meeting Hazel and Wendy at the community center. I want to get my hat. Wait a minute.
The center's about ready to open then, is it?
Yeah, just about. We're having trouble getting the right kind of flooring for the dance hall, but we can open with a temporary dance floor anyhow.
Well, certain woods are hard to get. Say, did Freddie tell you it may be months before his house can be rebuilt?
Yes, he did, darling. It's a shame, too. Nora did so want to be in her own home when the baby was born.
Well, Mr. Williams knows a lumberman in Wayne City, and Jed's going to see if he can't get materials through some lumberman he knows.
Mm, if anyone can help Freddie, Jed should certainly be able to. Look at all the houses he's built. Mm. Oh, golly, I have to run. Look at the time. You can get me to the center if you hear from Pat. The phone's already in over there.
All right, darling, I'll phone you. But somehow or other, I just don't expect to hear from Pat today. When I do, it won't be good news.
Wendy, please, not so fast. This is a motorcycle, plane.
I know it. We're on the ground, aren't we, Hazel?
Yes, but if we hit one bump, we'll fly right into the next county. Oh, string me for a harp and hand me the angels.
We're here, Hazel. Quit worrying. Ah. How do you like the way my cycle stops now that I've had the brakes fixed, Hazy?
Have you stopped? Or are we somewhere up in heaven where it's nice and peaceful?
Well, cross my heart in Colorado. I don't know why we men have anything to do with women. Come on, I'll help you off. And let's go in the center and see Penny.
I can get off your old cycle by myself.
Okay. Okay, be mad.
I'm not mad.
You sure act it.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're the one who said you didn't know why men had anything to do with women. You're the one who's mad.
I'm sorry. I didn't mean to say that. I know exactly what men see in women. Especially when they're like Penny.
Wendy Day.
And like you, Hazel, like you. You didn't let me finish.
I'm not so sure about that. You closed your mouth with a period, not a comma.
Oh, how can you tell the difference between a period and a comma when a man's just talking?
A woman can tell. She discerns those little things.
She what's those little things?
She discerns. Discerns. Huh? If you weren't always so busy blowing up your father's house with those silly inventions of yours, you'd know those things.
I'm not always blowing up father's house. I blew it up only once, and then it just hurt the outside of the building.
Yes, but... Oh, there's Penny at the door. We'd better go in.
Yeah, we'd better.
And fix your collar and tie, Wendy Day, or...
Or what?
Wendy, your collar and tie are already fixed. When did you do that?
Just as soon as I got off my cycle.
Well...
You want me to look nice around Penny, don't you?
Yes, but it's certainly strange when you want to look nice.
Well, it's just so you'll be proud of me, Hazel. Just
Wendy
so you'll
Day,
be...
you're not fooling me one bit. Now, if you think that you can make...
Hazel, why in the world are you two taking so much time out there?
Oh, we were just talking, Penny. We didn't mean to keep you waiting.
That's all right, but I do have to be home pretty soon. There's a lot to be done down here. Hello, Wendy.
Hi, Penny. Say, you sure look great.
I can imagine how great I look after all the work I've been doing here.
Well, we'll make up for being late by working extra fast, Penny.
No, there's no need to hurry it. It'll work each afternoon for another 2 weeks, and I think we'll have everything ready for the opening.
Hey, this place sure has changed since last time I saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't even think it was the same place that it was a couple...
Wendy, what's the matter with your voice?
It's his collar and tie, Hazel.
Well, loosen it, Wendy, for heaven's sake. You're getting blue in the face.
Yeah, I guess I'll have to keep it open, Penny. But you tell Hazel not to be mad at me, will you?
Wendy, I'm not mad. I've just noticed you look more manly than ever with your tie down and your collar open that way.
What?
It gives you that nice, masculine, relaxed look.
It does? Well, since when?
Since you know when, Wendy Day. Well, Penny, we're ready to go to work. What do we do first?
Well, first of all, I think we'll go into this room and decide just how to arrange the ping pong tables.
All right.
Wendy... You may have to do some lifting, so I hope you're in good condition today. Well, I think the three of us put in a couple of good, hard hours' work, don't you, Hazel?
Oh, jeepers, yes.
Boy, Penny, don't anybody ever call me Wendy again. I'm out of breath.
You.
Here, I'll lock the door.
No, it locks automatically, Wendy, thanks. I was just testing it. There we go. And now all we have to do is go home. Oh, can I drive you home, Hazel?
No, thanks, Penny. I came with Wendy, and I'll go home with her.
Oh, so you're a motorcycle enthusiast, too, are you?
No, but I'll tell you all about it someday.
All right.
A woman has to do something sometimes to please her man, doesn't she?
Oh, I see just what you mean, Hazel.
Hey, Penny, I got an idea. Why don't we all ride home on my motorcycle, and I'll bring back one of the gang to pick up your car.
No, no, thank you, Wendy. Thank you very much. I'm not ready to ride on your motorcycle yet.
Oh, well, you don't know what you're missing.
No, well, I'll have to miss it for the time being, I'm afraid. Oh, some other time, though, Wendy, and thanks for the help, both of you.
Oh, that's quite
sure.
All right.
My car's over here by the driveway. I'll see you both tomorrow. Good night.
Good night, Penny.
Good night.
Oh, there's a woman's woman. That must be why we get along so well.
A woman's woman, Hazel?
Sure.
Uh-uh. And if I ever ask what it is that men see in women, You can slap me down. You can even make me take your cousin Hester to the prom. Even that.
I'll deserve it.
Hello, I'm home.
Is that you, Penny?
Yes, Mother. Hello, darling. Any word from Pat?
No, darling, not yet.
Oh, I was sure there would be.
Oh, I told you I'd phone you at the community center if I heard anything. And besides, dear, I frankly didn't expect to hear from him.
I suppose you don't expect to hear at all,
huh? No, sir, not until we contact him first.
Well, if that's the way you think it is, we'll contact him after dinner tonight, as soon as the rates go down.
Well, I'm almost willing to go to any expense to find out what the trouble is.
Oh, Mother, you keep insisting that there is trouble. Well, we have no right to think there is.
Then why did the Denver police want to get in touch with him?
The Denver police wanted to get in touch with him for a lot of reasons. Look, we've thought of a lot of them ourselves, but I'm sure we haven't thought of all of them.
Oh, it can't mean anything but trouble, Penny.
Oh, darling, come here. You've been sitting here worrying about it, haven't you?
Oh, I can't help it. I try to think of other things, but my mind keeps going back to Pat.
Well, you try and be patient just a few hours more, and then your worries will be over.
Well, I'll try, dear.
That's a good girl.
Now that you're home, it'll be a little easier.
Oh, I'm glad about that. Oh,
the phone. Maybe it's Pat.
No, I don't think it is. One of the painters at the center was going to call me about this time. Excuse me, darling.
Of course, dear.
Hello? Yes, this is the Gibbs resident. Yeah. Well, just a minute. I'd like to write it down. Wait till I get a pencil, will you? All right, go ahead. Oh, yes, thank you very much. Yeah, thank you. Mother?
Yes.
Mother?
Yes, Penny, what is it?
It was a telegram from Pat.
From Pat?
Yeah.
Honestly?
Listen, darling, it was from Pat. Now, let me read you what he says. Bring out the brass band. I'm coming home.
Oh, I have a pet coming home.
Yes.
Oh, I can't believe it,
yes,
dear.
Wait, now let me read it again.
No, wait a minute.
Bring out the brass band. I'm coming home. And the rest is,
yeah.
I'll bring you startling news about Suzanne.
So Pat is coming home and bringing news of Suzanne. Or is he bringing Suzanne? If so, will her brother's return bring tragedy to Penny when she is so close to the happiness she seeks? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. What a delicious treat when you serve Kroger Tender Ray Steak. No other beef so fresh can be so tender. You know it's tender because by the original Kroger Tender Ray method, the top U.S. government grades of beef are made naturally tender without aging. You know it's always fresh, because by the Kroger Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging, no time for loss of savory juice. Buy Kroger Tender Ray beef soon, and notice that the Kroger method of cutting beef gives you more meat, less waste. That's because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Remember, when it's Kroger Tender Ray beef, you know it's the finest beef value in town. But ladies, discover for yourself the wonderful tenderness of Kroger Tender Ray beef. And learn for yourself that the Kroger cut gives you more meat, less waste. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store soon and order a Kroger Tender Ray beef steak or roast. Treat yourself and your family to the finest beef value in town. Remember, Kroger Tender Ray, the beef that's always fresh, always tender, is an exclusive Kroger value, available only at your neighborhood Kroger store. Be sure to tune in again Monday, same time, same station, for the next exciting transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.